For 50 years, students have come to UMass Boston by car, bus, and subway, only to leave as the campus closed each night. But yesterday, the school opened a new chapter by opening its first-ever student dormitory. WBUR's Max Larkin was there.
Among the five UMass campuses, Boston stands out. It enrolls more low-income students than any other campus, more minority students, too. And until this week, it was the only one where all students went home at the end of the day. Among America's top-tier universities, that's highly unusual.
And if you look at those 300 institutions, the only one of them, the only one in the nation without housing on its campus was UMass Boston. That's unacceptable.
That's UMass President Marty Meehan. He points to evidence that on-campus housing tends to raise rates of college completion and student success. On top of that, the building is impressive. It has modern rooms, an all-you-can-eat dining hall, and a sweeping view of Boston's harbor and its skyline. Sophomore Eric Gasset of Andover will be a resident advisor in the dorm. He agrees with Meehan.
Now we are going to have more of a family feel. It's going to feel more like we belong to the campus.
That said, only about 8% of undergraduate students, all first years, will live in the dorm. Room and board costs about $15,000 per academic year. And UMass Boston is still weighed down by debt, some of it dating back to faulty construction a half century ago. The school didn't take on any new debt to build the dorm. Instead, the Alabama firm that funded the construction will make its investment back by collecting housing fees for the next 40 years. Outside the ribbon-cutting ceremony, protesters banged drums and held up signs, complaining about budget cuts and planned hikes in parking fees, from $18 now to as much as $45 for 3 days a week. Senior Christopher Simon led that protest. He doesn't oppose the dormitory, but he says high fees will make life harder for the school's commuter majority.
$45 doesn't sound like a lot, but a lot of these people, they have two jobs, people got kids. People are coming here, barely making ends meet, in some cases.
UMass Boston has provided options so students can spend less on parking. The first campus residents move in on Sunday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.